The Papua New Guinea government released its final budget outcome this week, the document that shows what the government actually spent last year, not what it expected to spend. It wasn't good news.
I find the final budget outcome for 2015 a frightening document.
Economist Paul Flanagan is a former advisor to both the Australian and PNG treasuries. He says the outcome shows PNG isn't getting enough money to cover its costs, and it's made extreme cuts to health, education and infrastructure spending to compensate.
It's frightening on both the revenue front, confirming the massive drops in revenues that are coming into the budget. It's also very frightening in the way it indicates how cuts in expenditure have been allocated by the government.
Papua New Guinea's income was dramatically less than expected because of the temporary closure of the Ok Tedi gold and copper mine and huge falls in resource prices. The government has been borrowing heavily from domestic banks and asking state-owned enterprises to give it more money. PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says the country is not in a cash crisis. But he says PNG is talking to international institutions about how to get through these difficulties.
We are talking to other institutional lenders. We are talking to ADB. We are talking to a range of traditional partners who do business with Papua New Guinea. But those are ongoing discussions. But we don't see the pressure will continue for a long time.
One problem PNG is trying to solve with an international loan is the shortage of foreign currency in the country. Government policy since 2014 has effectively restricted access to foreign currency. It's created a backlog of foreign exchange orders, which means big companies are having trouble importing goods and fuel and paying foreign suppliers. Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says the situation is being managed.
They have in fact attended to all the small demands that are based on demands for foreign currency by mums and dads and small businesses. That has been already, the backlog is fairly up to date. It is only four or five big importers who are putting pressure, but that has been managed on a day-to-day by the commercial banks.
The International Finance Corporation, the private sector lender of the World Bank Group, is looking to loan commercial banks in PNG $250 million to let them clear their foreign exchange orders. Paul Flanagan says that won't fix the policy problems that led to this situation, but he's pleased PNG is reaching out to the international finance community for help.
So anything that's happening in the way of these loans is very much in the way of a band-aid and isn't dealing with the underlying symptom. But in terms of band-aids, asking for assistance from the IFC and other sources of multilateral finance is probably a reasonable sort of option.
PNG's money problems are not going to get better anytime soon. The Asian Development Bank has downgraded the country's expected economic growth rate for 2016 and says it will halve again next year.